Did you know that a whopping 31% of the Bible is God revealing how events will unfold before they happen? Our Heavenly Father wants His children to know what the future holds. I called my fellow Bible prophecy teacher, Todd Hampson of the Prophecy Pros podcast, and we put a list together to share some of the reasons why we believe Bible prophecy exists. 1. Shows that God speaks the truth. Bible prophecy has been given to us to show that God is God. He is the chief. He is the one in charge. He exists outside of time. He knows everything. And so, whatever God says, you can take it as the truth. That's why the first reason that Bible prophecy has been given to us is so we can live by that truth. 2. Proves the Bible is God's word. The second reason why God has given us Bible prophecy is to prove that the Bible is God's word. The fact is that the Bible is the only book ever written that contains genuine, fulfilled prophecies. These prophecies were fulfilled to the T. Fulfilled Bible prophecy proves the Bible is truly God's word, and so we can place our faith and trust in it and its author. 3. Shows God is in control. A third reason is to show us that God is in complete control. He is sovereign. That may sound like a big theological word, but sovereign means that God is ultimately in control of every single detail. Bible prophecy puts that fact on display like nothing else. 4. Demonstrates God's love. The fourth reason for God giving us Bible prophecy is to demonstrate that God loves us and that He has a plan for our lives. We're not just floating around on a big spinning orb out in outer space with no purpose and no meaning, as atheists claim. God has crafted a purpose for every person He has ever made because He loves His children. God has also planned a destination for the faithful. He wants us to live with Him in heaven and on the new earth forever. And so, He gives us prophecy to show how world history will end with the faithful living forever with our loving Heavenly Father in the eternal state. 5. Describes God's plan. The fifth reason deals with how skeptics of Bible prophecy misconstrue its prophecies as being too general, or too vague, or too big. But, if you take a closer look, God provides many specific details about His plan for the ages. This plan shows how God is working to bring humanity back into a right relationship with Him so that one day we shall dwell in a blessed time of peace, righteousness, and fellowship with our Creator. Bible prophecy can be very specific and very purposeful, for God explains how His plan will unfold through His prophetic word. 6. Demonstrates God's might. The sixth reason revolves around God's characteristic of being mighty. The fact that God the Father gave up His one and only Son to die for the penalty of our sins so that those who place their faith in Jesus may be redeemed is truly praiseworthy. The promise that Jesus Christ is going to return one day in might and power to victoriously defeat Satan and his minions and set up His kingdom should make you stand up and shout, Hallelujah! Almighty God alone is worthy of our praise and worship, and Bible prophecy shows us why. 7. Proves God is worthy. The seventh reason why God gave us Bible prophecy is to demonstrate how big God is and how teeny tiny we are in comparison. Nobody is like God. Therefore, He alone is worthy of us living our lives trying to please Him through obedience and acts of love. Even though God is far greater than we are, He still has a use for us, and that is to serve and fellowship with Him. Why should we? Because He alone is worthy of our obedience and praise. Bible prophecy points us to that fact. 8. Promises evil will be punished. The eighth excellent point involves how on this earth, evil often gets away with its crimes. Bad people commit bad things, often without ever facing punishment. And yet, Bible prophecy promises that swift justice is coming. The evil in this world does have an end to it. While we patiently wait for that glorious day, God is mercifully providing humanity this short reprieve to 1. Return to Him in repentance, and 2. Grab hold of His gracious offer of having a right relationship with Him. Bible prophecy maps out the timeline for that long-desired day of justice. 9. Prepares us to get right with Him. The ninth reason, and it's a beautiful reason and one that we just love like crazy, concerns how Bible prophecy shows God's grace. Our Creator lets us know what is going to happen ahead of time so that we can get right with Him. If God wanted to, He could just drop the hammer on everybody because we are sinners, and He is not. We deserve to be sentenced to hell for our rebellion against our Creator and for breaking His moral law. But, by God's grace and through His love, our Heavenly Father lets us know ahead of time what He is planning on doing. We know exactly what judgments are coming, as well as exactly what blessings are coming. He grants us the time to prepare and get right with Him. 10. Gives us hope. The 10th and final reason in this list, though there are so many more reasons why God has given us Bible prophecy, would be that it is meant to give Christians hope. The Lord wants us to understand how the future will play out. sure. There are valleys in life we must traverse, and terrifying times are coming like the tribulation which is hard to digest, but prophecy is meant to give us hope that this evil age will end. Jesus will return as promised to rapture up his church before the tribulation begins, then he will defeat evil, and finally he will institute his thousand-year kingdom of peace and righteousness and justice. We gain hope knowing that the Christian's final destination is to dwell in peace with our Creator forever in the eternal state. So, Bible prophecy is meant to give hope to the believer in that we have a great future ahead of us. But, Bible prophecy is also meant to serve as a warning to the unbeliever about the eternal destiny they are facing in the lake of fire. And so, the Bible calls us all to repent and accept Jesus Christ and his loving sacrifice so that we may be reconciled with God and share in that eternal hope. You probably agree that people sure need hope right now more than ever. So much craziness is going on in the world. People need to stop putting their hope in the things of this earth, whether they be political or monetary or whatever, that have provided a false and fleeting sense of comfort and stability. As we quickly approach the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, there is no other time in history more urgent in calling people to put their faith and hope in God alone. God is perfect. His promises are true. Bible prophecy assures us that God knows what he is doing with our lives and in this soon passing world. We can have a sure hope in that fact. If you do not know Jesus Christ, then today is the day to accept him as your Savior and make him Lord of your life and so claim that blessed hope. If you already know Jesus as your Savior, then continue to grow in your relationship with him, exhibiting holy living and practicing evangelism. Start by opening your Bible. And, as we hope you have just learned, don't skip over the prophetic parts.